views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny with Colette Stephan. We'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hello, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, at transformationtalkradio.com, and transformation. FM. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you happen to be listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in to delete energetic weaknesses and shift challenges. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, I have Will Hatch here with me, and Will and I have been working together for close to 2 years now, and he has an interesting perspective on traveling and journeying. And so, Will, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Yeah, we were talking, earlier in the week, and I said, what do you want to talk about? And you said, boundaries, barricades, and switchbacks, and traveling roads less traveled. So tell us about that.
Well, I got a little bit on the spot there, and I only had a few hours to pick our topic. And I just sort of sat back and I thought to myself, what's going on here in the world? And it seems to me like we're taking a path we've never taken before. And it's going to be exciting. So let's look at that one from the energy today, and then we can move forward strong.
And so, when we're talking about boundaries, I talk a lot about that on this show, about internal boundaries and external boundaries. In your authentic self triad, that's like your body, your soul, and your spirit. And so the boundaries, we want to, do you want to talk about that?
Well, the way I like to look at the boundaries is that the boundary is an effect of something else rather than a thing itself. And I like to look at it that way because if we're experiencing a lack of a boundary, it means that we're letting our focus go to something that is outside of us that we don't necessarily want to be focused on. And so it would seem that a wall is the perfect thing to keep that all out. But in fact, in my experience, I find that the wall is the effect of being focused inwards. And so when I'm finding that I'm unbounded, instead of trying to put something up, I like to just bring myself back, find my breath, things like that. And then I can really move forward in a stronger way.
And you were talking also about the road less traveled, that, you really don't need to watch for the same signposts. So, or the same barricades. Do you want to just talk about that a little bit?
Well, it's like the common thing when you grow up in a city, you get used to having a sidewalk or a street everywhere and signs saying go here and go there, and you get off the beaten path, and then all of a sudden your footing is imperative. There's no real direction. There's no real rhyme or reason. Anything could just be as it was when you came across it, and it might or may not even be passable. But when we're out here on this path, then I like it because we're sort of free. When you get away from the guidelines.
And so what you're basically saying, then that the barricades are kind of non-existent because it's a different path.
Well, all of a sudden the barricades, yeah, they're not, I wouldn't say non-existent because they're there, but now all of a sudden the barricades are imposed by our own limitations. Can I climb that wall? Do I want to swim that lake? Instead of something that's been proposed by somebody else. So they're still there. They're just different.
And then you talk about switchbacks. Now, like, I should just explain here, I think, that, you know, when was it that you decided that you were making big changes in your life and you were 60 pounds overweight and you decided to climb a mountain? So, you know, you explained to me switchbacks is something about zigzagging across the mountain. What's that about?
Oh, I love this one. Okay, so, you know, this was not even 3 years ago, and I was doing the engineering thing in the office downtown in Calgary, and elements of it were great. Elements of it just weren't serving me. And so the reason why I like to look at it as a switchback is because from one perspective, you're turning around completely. You were going in one direction, and now you're going the other direction. And if anybody who's driven on a steep road in the mountains that has switchbacks, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The road zigzags up the side of the cliff or up the mountain, whatever. And to the untrained eye, you are turning around. But as you sort of take a step back, you realize that every time you turned around, you're still taking a step towards where you're going. And so for me, it was a bit of a shift out of that industry, but it's not as though the skills that I learned there don't directly transfer forwards into where I'm going next. And so it's not like I'm backtracking, I don't feel. I feel as if it's a reorientation in a different direction.
And that's important for a lot of people because what happens is it's kind of natural that sometimes we're moving forward and you know, the sign of Capricorn, I don't know, the mountain goat is coming up here, where, you know, consistent steps climbing the mountain. And anytime we're climbing a mountain, we're going to reach plateaus where it seems like nothing's moving. And that's actually quite often a good time to rest and enjoy the view and regroup. And like you said, you know, gather your strength together, you know, pull yourself together internally and get strong to what your next step is going to be. And this is, you know, climbing a mountain is kind of like if you have a goal in life, you know, you can liken it very much to that, you know, consistent steps of action towards your goal and always kind of keeping the big picture in place and, you know, kind of the reasons, not even so much the reasons why, but the reality that you're moving towards that, you know, you keep that in good focus so that it's always kind of in the background so that, you know, you have the strength to climb the next up to the next peak. And so mm-hmm. with mountain climbing, it's footing is everything. Is it footing? Is it timing? What works for you when you're climbing a mountain? How do you know where to step?
I prefer not to worry about that. My feet are pretty good at that part. I like to keep my head up and the where am I going sort of place. And what's coming my way? Where do I want to be? But the feet, oh my God, the feet, they just seem to know it. As long as you're in this reality where it's imperative, it's really important that you have to keep that footing, I would recommend letting them be. But This is where the preparation comes in, because it's more than just footing. It's also about flexibility. Can you reach this place from that place? Can you pull yourself up over the edge here? Things like that. And so we're getting into the footing, the core strength, and flexibility. And there's this intuitive part to it, just like your energy work, where you could take any path. But if you just look into the forest and you can see through the trees, you'll find that the path opens up in front of you. And really, there's no choice but to follow it. And every time you try to get off the path, it's nothing but tripping on things and stumbling into things and a bunch of extra trouble.
So basically, when you're kind of in that place, I would call that is like getting in the zone. A lot of people talk about that with sports. It's kind of like where your body is well enough that if you just get out of your way and you kind of take the mind out of it, that a person's body will automatically do what it needs to do in that moment to be able to be coordinated, to be agile, to have all these components of fitness. And much of that is also associated really with the mind and mind. Because if you're climbing a mountain, the last thing you want to be is afraid, right?
Well, some fear helps. I recall a moment coming down off my first big mountain. It was just outside of Banff. And I was all alone because everybody canceled, but it was my birthday, so I was not going to be canceling. And I'm on my way down, and I realize that all of a sudden I've descended into the forest, and I'm in cougar country, and I could be ambushed from just about anywhere. And I'd say that's instinct right there. Something came up and it said, hey, let's not stand on the edge of the thing under the place where something else can be hiding. Let's go stand out where we have lots of warning, where we're able to see everything in front of us instead of not. And when I watch another...
And this
go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry. I just couldn't.
Okay, so when I watch like another animal, another species, and I look at them and they've got specific ways they act, whether it's a kitten doing kitten things or whether it's a squirrel doing squirrel things, and it's fun for me to be way out there and to really recognize that, wow, this is what it means to be human. This is the instinct of a human being. We're so developed and complicated in so many other ways, but we're still just animals. And so to see that, I enjoy to see it, see that animal nature in humanity, even though it might be a little bit unpredictable.
Yeah, but life, it does a lot of like, you know, I'm thinking about Kung Fu and the praying mantis, and, you know, we're just watching a video of a praying mantis baby. Just hatched, navigating, you know, just through, like, I don't know, it was probably only about 3 or 4 feet of vegetation, and all of the dangers that this little praying mantis came upon. And the first instinct that it had when it was really threatened was to do its dance, you know, and make itself look bigger. And so it's kind of interesting how, you know, there's a lot of martial arts and there's a lot of different techniques throughout the world that are based on the movements of animals. And so that is what we would, you know, kind of call our physical, you know, our infinite potential on a physical level. Animals really think about whether they can do things or not. They just do them.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic fields induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Will Hatch. And do you want to just let people know what your contact information is before we continue?
Sure. If anybody's looking to find me, I can be found at will@iagree.com. U-I-E-A-G-R-E-E, agree.
And what is I Agree? Do you want to just quickly
I don't know yet. I mean, it started off as trying to be a platform for a really interesting way of serving communication across large groups. And it's turned into a photo blog because I felt like writing. So we'll see what it does next, because I've been writing so many softwares in the background, and we'll see when I can pull it out as it's supposed to be.
Okay, cool. I know you've been working on this software. So right now, if people go to I Agree, they can read your blogs?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it for the time
being. Okay,
cool.
Yeah, there's some really, I really enjoy your blogs. It's interesting writing. I just wanted to let people know that you can call in, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. And we do have a caller on the line. Chelsea, are you there?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, Chelsea. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good. Is this the same Chelsea that called in last week?
You betcha.
Okay, so tell us, what happened?
That was good, but then I seen that you guys are doing boundaries, and I struggle with boundaries, so figured I would call in.
I love it.
Okay, so but since you called because I recognize your name that you last week, How are you feeling about what we worked on last week?
It was good. I felt more confidence with the line of work I was doing. I felt the shift. I've noticed the difference. So
good. Okay, cool. That's awesome. So if you look at boundaries now, and you said you don't like boundaries, and a lot of us don't really. I mean, and especially right now with all this talk about building walls, and actually, you know, we've been busy building a wall here, a 120-foot retaining wall. And so there seems to be a lot of talk about walls these days. And, you know, the boundaries part, when you get in touch with that, you know, it's coming up, you boundaries and walls. And what's coming up is to get a baseline to know when you, first I would like to ask, what's the emotion that comes up for you when you think about boundaries and walls?
I would have to say guilt.
Guilt, okay. And so really, because it was coming up, that weakness isn't about boundaries, it's about a lack of boundaries. Okay, and so I'm just going to work on that energetically from this end, but baseline, like 0 being neutral, 10 being the absolute worst. When you think about boundaries or lack of boundaries and feel that, where are you on that scale?
I'd say probably an 8 or a 9. 8 or a 9.
Okay.
An 8 or a 9, okay, yeah. All right, so Will, what are you picking up here about boundaries here?
I have a clarification I'd like to make here. You say guilt. And so the context that I imagine could be one where, because of guilt, you're doing things that you wouldn't normally do. You feel guilty if you don't go out and do these things that are outside of, let's call it, your boundaries for the time being. Is that kind of what you mean?
Yes.
Okay. This makes me think of, like, why? Why would you do this thing?
Because I'm a people pleaser.
And I know, like, from my experience that when I'm really strong in myself and I follow those boundaries, that I'm able to do a lot more people pleasing than I can otherwise. And I do enjoy being able to be around happy people, much like yourself. And what I would like to offer is that for you to recognize that the most good you can do for the people around you is to really, truly love you, like, all the way. And if you're really, fully, truly loving you, and somebody's coming up to you and they're trying to sell you this idea that you should feel guilty about something and you should do something that's outside of your boundaries, that then you would be able to, instead of going through this turmoil, either knowing fully, no, I can't do this because I really love myself and the discord that it would bring on isn't something I want to go through, or be able to say, you know, I really don't like going outside of my boundaries, but I'm going to do it here and do it really deliberately so that then at least you're the one in control and you're the one making the choices, because sometimes pushing boundaries can have really wonderful outcomes, but that's not a very common thing. And I'd like to see you really strong in yourself and able to please yourself and let everybody else just fall into place. How does that feel?
Pretty good.
Yeah. What number are you at?
I'd say about a 6. It's gone
Chelsea?
Down.
Yeah, I was getting around a 5. I was working on the background here. What was coming up is cellular membrane. And that's all like a boundary or a wall. And you're, you know, on the cellular membrane, we have like antenna that search for experiences in life that are, you know, emotional experiences, intellectual, different memories that come up. Those antenna have a tendency to search for situations, experiences, memories that we've had in the past. So we just want to strengthen you It's coming up the 10th in actually your cellular membrane, and it's coming up that just really strengthening that the generation and degeneration cells is 50-50. So it's like I'm getting that and detoxifying of all chemicals, pharmaceuticals. It's coming out like a lot of dyes, anything in foods, emotions attached to that. And it's also coming up on a subconscious mind level. So from this is coming up from when you were a little girl. And so strengthen you to allow your cells to have that prevention for the 50-50 regeneration, degeneration. And allow that as you let go of anything that doesn't serve you on, you know, on all levels, physical and non-physical, that you would allow the oxygen to come in and replenish your cells and the hydration, and that all the nutrients for your cell would be 100%. And so that the waste removal and the ability to pull the nutrients in, that's a very even mix there. And so we just strengthen that for you. And this is on many levels. It's coming up on several different layers in your cellular membranes and in the cellular memory, actually. And it's also coming up from other existences, time and space. So we just want to strengthen all of that for you to have like that perfect tension, relaxation of the cells in the body, so that it's kind of coming up for you being able to bounce with change, and having the ability to really stop yourself from going into any reactive behaviors, and just putting some tension into your spine, and you know, squeezing your buttocks, and really stopping yourself if you find that go into a reactive phase, but allow yourself to feel it, and just feel it, and you know, let go, and then strengthen yourself. You know, take a deep breath to pull in the life force energy that you need in your body, in your cells, and all around you. We have to take a quick break here. So if you wanted to hang on, Will and I'll do a little bit more work on this on the break and then get back to you when we come back. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Will Hatch on here and Chelsea calling in. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Tune into The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth Is Funny. You can reach me at Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media at The Truth Is Funny with Colette. And you can also reach me at thetruthisfunny.com, energeticupgrade.com if you're interested in the online program, and at Tales from the Vector, T-A-I-L-S from the vector.com if you're interested in energy correcting cards or paintings. And we do have a special for the holiday season on all of the above that I just mentioned. I have Will Hatch on the line, on the show with me, and we have Chelsea on the line. We were working on boundaries, and I just wanted to check in with you, Chelsea, and just see where you're at on that scale from 0 to 10.
I'd say about 2 or 3.
Yeah, that's that's what we just were saying. So, Will, tell Chelsea what you were picking up on the break here.
I had one last sort of realization that came in here, and it was about being heard, and I wasn't sure where it fit. And so I sort of sat there wondering, like, how does being heard fit into anything? And then it came up, like, going out of boundaries in order to be heard. And as soon as I hit that point, I felt something shift.
Yeah, and what I was picking up around that too is that there's kind of like I've been working. I just sent my newsletter out, I think, yesterday or the day before, and I've been working on Tales from the Vector for the new cards. I already have another 10 for the new year coming up, but I was working on the karmic space of the need to be right, and I really felt that this was kind of part of the collective right now, and that we don't need to put judgment on our experiences, whether they're right or wrong so much. But a lot of people have a desire to be right. And that desire to be right can sometimes lead to a lonely place where we can become very unhappy because we get so caught up in the need to be right that, and looking at it from right or wrong, that we don't allow new information to come in. And quite often it's really challenging for others when we're in a state of the need to be right. If we're in that state, then that must mean if we have to be right all the time, then it's the other people have to be wrong. And so that makes it, extremely challenging to communicate properly and that. And so this, as soon as Will said this about being heard, I was getting, like sometimes it's a weakness to hearing and being heard. Or it can be a weakness to listening and being listened to, listening to others, and then also others hearing you. So we just want to strengthen you to all of those options that you would have, that in any given moment, you and anyone else that's listening in right now would have the ability to kind of get strong to energy coming in from outside of you, where it would be like about these boundaries about whether or not you want to listen or you want to be heard. And also what comes up as soon as I say that also is to be seen or not to be seen, and to touch or not to be touched. It's coming up all the sensitivities of the and that is directly connected in your particular case, Chelsea, to the cellular membrane and the cells themselves. You know, all these different sensations, the sensitivity to sensations. And so just strengthening for you and for everyone out there that feels sensitive, that sensitivity would start to work for you. And so really getting that strong. And so can we just check in with you again here and just see where you're at?
I'd say about a one. I feel so much better.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
There we go. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and I'm getting that you'll go down to... Okay, good. I'm getting that this is like what I wanted to say here. That was just beautiful because this being heard. Will, I'm just getting like, do you want to elaborate a little bit on that boundaries and being heard? Because we're on to something really powerful there.
Well, doesn't it feel nice to be heard? Isn't that like the feedback of the connection that we've actually had that moment of connection between each other? And our feeble words have at least done something in order to express what it is that we were really trying to convey. And so when I started out, we talked about the walls. And in my experience, there's a traditional wall style of setting boundaries and keeping people out. And there's subjects that almost every individual has that are complete taboo that do not get discussed in public. And as a result of that, what we have is that we've got all these walls in our communication that we stumble over. And it's a lot harder to fully express ourselves with words when there's so many things that we are collectively keeping secrets from each other. And you can never be fully heard unless people can understand the context that you're coming from and they can really understand your story and how that brought you to the place that you're at. Because I've never come across somebody who thought they were doing wrong in the moment. They always think they're doing right. Even if they think that what they were told is right is wrong. I've never come across somebody who does something that they thought was wrong.
Yeah, so this is about, you know, I talk about this a lot in my book, about letting go of the judgment of experiencing life. And what comes up in this case right now is just, you know, testing the energy for the, in particular, North America, but you know, globally, it's kind of like on a collective level, people being concerned with success or failure and about change. And so, you know, I feel that in many ways that people are looking for reasons why things are happening right now. And they're looking back to a time. Greg Braden, when he was on the show, he spoke about this, about how there's fundamental change happening and people have a tendency to want it to be normal, like, and they want it to be the same as it has been. And so there really is, change is constantly happening. And so a lot of people are waiting for things to go back to normal so that they can function on a normal level again. And what a lot of people need to realize is that, you know, we're evolving and we're moving forward. And because I'm getting of all the information that we have access to now with the internet and, you know, through social media and through, you know, television and radio, et cetera, that we have so much more access to information that we need to also be strong to sorting through it effectively and efficiently so that we're not second guessing ourselves with all the different information that's coming in. And so just strengthening everybody to finding their own truth in it. And I'm getting like the boundaries around that are important because we need to have a strong boundary within ourselves of who we are, body, soul, and spirit. And if that's balanced, then, you know, there can be a lot of chaos happening around us, but we can still get into that eye of the storm and be calm. And if we're calm, then the people around us tend to be calm. And so, you know, putting that kind of energy out there in a strong way. And so that's about perspective. We have another break to go to in a minute or so. Did you want to just talk a little bit more about that, Will?
You make me smile. Can't remember what you were saying anymore, though. It was long gone. But we're talking about how people want to go back to the way things used to be. And all I could think was, sorry, folks, mm-hmm. this is a switchback. It might seem like we've turned around, but we're never going back.
Yeah, and this is something that we learn, like, just in physics. Like, you know, like, the world is actually spinning and spiraling. And so we're always moving. We're always changing. And so we're actually not rotating back, like on Groundhog Day, you know, to the exact same place we were at 365 days ago when we move into a new year. The entire universe, we are all moving. We're constantly changing. And so if we of change and we move into a place of allowing ourselves to enjoy the change and strengthen that change for better, that we can move into a stronger way of being. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We're going to take a short break here and we'll be right back after this break. 1-800-930-1819. Call in if you want to make some shift happen.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic fields induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, well-being.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Maurice. You're listening to The Truth is Funny Transformation Talk Radio. I have Patch with me here today, and we were talking about boundaries, barricades, and switchbacks, and about, being on taking new roads, new paths, and the challenges that present themselves when we're doing this. So, Will, we were talking about, the challenges and how important it is to for people to have. So do you want to just that from your experience?
Well, I've been in places where when you take the next step, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if everything is going to be fine and your foot's going to stop on the top of the ground or if it might keep going. You don't know if the ground is going to move under you. When you get up above the tree line, when you're climbing the mountains, you get into what we call the scree, and it's all this really jagged rocks that have been shattered by frost cycles. And you don't know what's going to happen. You could step and slide 6 feet, 20 feet. And in those situations, this is where I came back to before talking about not really paying attention to the footing, because really, as long as your body is vertical, your feet can be almost anywhere. And as soon as you're leaning, now all of a sudden you need to change your footing and get your feet under you. And so in that regard, then, it's about heading, not footing, if you get what I'm saying.
Say that again. It's about...
In that regard, it's about heading and not about footing. Because,
okay, yeah, so I totally understand where you're coming from with this, because I've worked with a lot of children in sports and adults also in sports and in dance and things like that, and about optimal performance. And as I said, there's kind of like a zone that people go into, and that's that kind of creative space that we go into. I'm in that right now in a really big way, with painting my dragons and working on the tails from the vector cards. I started it 9 years ago, and then I kind of for the last 3 years have been focusing on other things, and when the creative energy comes back through again and all this information pours in, and we allow ourselves just to not react, but to allow ourselves to just go with the flow of the information and just knowing, it's for me, when you talk about mountains and climbing them, for me, it would be like having a blank canvas and then putting paint on it and just continuing to add paint to it until I just know it's done. And so for me, that when I get into that creative flow, that's when I'm at my best for doing my best work in all my aspects of my life. And I can go for hours like that because it's fun and I'm in the flow. And this is about kind of stepping kind of outside yourself. So allowing yourself to go into that creative zone. And for a lot of people, I'm just picking up that that can really be strengthened between the chakra and the heart chakra. And so just strengthening that for people, like that connection, that manifestation on the third dimensional plane connected to the heart, and then consistent steps of action through the, by disciplining your mind. And so when you're up, like, because I, a lot of people are afraid of heights. And so do you want to, do you have any words of advice for people who get kind of nervous when they're climbing, we get to new heights and we get scared? What can we do?
The ground is always the ground, no matter if you're at sea level or if you're 10,000 feet up. You can only fall so far.
Okay, so that's a simplified version. If someone has like a fear of heights, a lot of times, we're not just talking about climbing an actual physical mountain here. We're talking about climbing the mountains that come up in our life, the challenges. Part of what you're saying here is kind of really for me, it's about training your mind to work for you. And so working with actual optimal performance is getting people into that zone where 100% they allow themselves to make the moves that they are absolutely qualified in on every level of their fitness to make. And
so,
you know, when people are go ahead.
No, that's all. I said, become one with the wall. Exactly what you're saying.
Okay, so when you get into that zone and you become one with the wall and you start to just absolutely know where to step, it just feels like, okay, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. When you are looking at that in an everyday life experience, how would you tell people you control your mind when you're out there on the mountain?
Well, I'm afraid of heights too. There's often times where I'll look down and I'll find my knee is shaking. And that's my indication that, okay, we're up on the edge and we've been on the edge for a while. And this is really exciting, but I'm afraid. And who cares? Of course we're afraid. There's always going to be something to be afraid of if you want to be afraid of it. And if you want to do something, you're going to have to get used to the fear. So don't worry about it. What's the worst that could happen?
And then what's the best that could happen? Because I say this a lot, that people, when you test it energetically, people would assume that when they are thinking about what the worst thing is that could happen, that would be their greatest fear, or that they would energetically go weak thinking about the worst. But quite often it's exactly the opposite. When people are in this place where they're almost getting what they want and they're like, they've been reaching for it and they're kind of on the edge there, and it's kind of like that's when that wall of fear hits the most. What would you suggest someone does to overcome that in that moment?
That's what I like to breathe, because there's something deep inside.
Good plan.
Breathe. It knows how to keep my heart beating, and it knows how to manage all those other things. And if I just get my head out of it, you know, my body can climb the mountain. It can play the guitar. It can sing a song. It can do anything. But it's just a matter of getting out of my head. And so I always go to my breath, because that's what works for me.
I really love that. I just wanted to say something about that, because I'm working with a client now that was just diagnosed with a tumor, and it's malignant. And, you know, this is like this person is faced with climbing a mountain basically to get back to perfect health. And so I just wanted to point out for anyone out there that is, you know, in that situation, that you want to get strong to the fact that you're not going to fight to climb the mountain. You're just going to allow yourself to climb it, and you're going to use all your skills and your abilities and creativity to move into the next space and the next space and the next space. And to be able to do that, like, as you said, in a way where you kind of get out of your own way and allow your body to do what your body does, and to quiet the mind, go to the heart, and being strong to all the reasons, all the wonderful reasons why we are on this earth at this time. And so we only have a couple minutes left here. Do you want to just share some last thoughts here with people around this?
It's a lot of fun out on this path less traveled. And I know there's been a lot of people on this planet who've been asking for some major changes for quite some time. Well, here you guys go. They're coming. Congratulations. I'm going to enjoy them. I hope you do too. It might seem like we're turning around and going backwards, but it's not. It's just a switchback. There is no back to what was
Thank
before.
You.
You're welcome.
Yeah. basically this is the new normal, like where we are, we're evolving, we're always moving forward. And so I just want to also say to all my wonderful neighbors in the United States there, you know, happy Thanksgiving this weekend. Have a wonderful holiday celebration with your families. I am available for private sessions. I do have, as I said, I'm hanging out painting dragons right now. And I have a special on, you can check out at thetruthisfunny.com on my private sessions. And also for my energy correcting cards, there's a special there also. Bye for now. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next week.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.